If only I could capture the sound of both his quads breaking as he angrily slid into the ring.
I have that one already. What is this dude?
Freddie Mercury looking motherfucker? Yeah,
okay. What's the character? The character's name. The big wrestling dude with the fucking suspenders. And he only wears the one. Streets of Rage. Talk about? You know what I'm talking about? Is that it? Streets of Rage?
Much like the Doors. That makes sense, but not when you think too hard.
I will say their music is very chill. Yeah, the Doors.
Their music is super chill.
Most of them make a lot of sense. You turn the knob and it either goes in or out. There's a lock. It's for protection against marauders. See?
Shame. And vandals?
And vandals. Hi, welcome to the Discount Podcast. It's me, Anton. I'm the guy, the host. I do this every week. And that's Jovi.
First blood match.
She's also here generally every week. Over there is Mike. No, I'm kidding. Mike's not here. I killed Mike. Instead, we have Mr. Sedge. Sorry, I almost addressed you by your formal name. Sedge from Gaming Casual.
Howdy, everybody.
So I got to ask hot take right off the bat. Oh, first of all, we're watching King of the Ring 98.
If that triggers some memories.
Yeah, it should. First match is like just about to start. So, I gotta ask you, now that they're not around, how much do you fucking hate your co-hosts?
I don't hate them. I hate the fact that I get interrupted a lot. But it's just the one co-host, really. The other one, me and him have a good rapport.
I think that's a lot with the... that's a lot to do with the lag, though, right?
It really does. And... you don't hear it a lot on the show because we sync and then I edit it up. But yeah, when we're actually talking, the lag gets really bad.
I couldn't imagine doing that shit.
Nope.
So, Jovi.
Yes, sir.
How was your week?
Confusing, stressful, long.
What do you mean? Why? How?
New job.
Deeds. Tweet the deeds.
I'm sure we've mentioned it plenty, but.
Tweet the deedles. Sorry.
I went from learning how to do basics at this job to being the store manager. It's a lot of things.
Sounds like it moved pretty quickly.
Uh-huh. I went... yep.
See, now you get to experience it firsthand. See, now you know why it's so funny. Because I control it, fucker. Could be anything. Could be anytime.
Fuck off!
It could be anything.
Anything?
Could be anything.
Almost anything.
Oh, dear.
Are you sure about that?
No.
Okay, so yeah, sorry, your job.
So I learned how to do, like, inventory, and basically there's, like, 1,000 spreadsheets that I have on Google Docs now, and it's weird, because, like, I'm the one getting the emails from everybody already.
Oh, from all the peons, the serfs.
Yeah, and like, I make my own schedule and the rest of the store schedule, which experiencing that for the first time is really weird. Where I'm like, is it okay if I close this day? And they're like, I don't know, is it?
Is it even weirder knowing that you're just going to schedule yourself 40 hours? So it's like, yeah, you're like, I'm just going to do full time anyway.
Yeah, like, I want full time just when I feel like doing it. So I should just schedule myself for mid shifts exclusively.
You should. Just do 9 to 5s.
Yeah.
What time do you guys open?
9. Yeah. So 9 to 5's like an option, but we close also at 9 most days.
So you should do like a Like an 11 to 7. Like 10 to 6.
Just be the most annoying manager ever.
They exclusively work 10 to 6. No weekends. You can make that happen. You
have that power. However, I get bonuses at the end of the month, and the busiest times are weekends, and I'm better at selling than most of the people there, so...
I hoped you would have worded that differently.
Why?
So you're gonna be like, my bonuses are reflected on how many sales I do, and I'm the fucking shit at selling stuff, so... I'm a fucking be there.
Alright, you're not wrong. I was asked to hit... Oh, fuck, what was it? I had to get to at least 500 in sales yesterday, being a Saturday night, compared to the last 2 years on average, to not be in the red. And I got to like 600, and the owner called me and was like, I'm going to put your new goal at 1,000. And then I added almost like 1,200. So.
Oh, she does that shit.
What?
She's like live reacting to your work.
Yeah, but it's kind of funny because like, she'll call me and be like, so what sale do you want to hold to bring your higher ticket up? And I'm like, look, man, we've had these apples sitting out for, like, more than 4 days. Can I sell them for, like, $6? And they're like, $14 fucking apples.
Dude, fuck.
It's all fucking gourmet artisan caramel and toppings handmade and all that lovely shit.
There's a cap.
But still, $14?
Yeah, there's a cap.
Oh, God.
There's a cap, man.
I mean, nobody said it's not worth it.
Like, that apple better flirt with me a little bit, too, for $14.
I also won't lie, that's, like, the best caramel I've ever had, and this is, like, I generally, you know, I hate caramel.
So you hate caramel. Like, didn't we go over this? Didn't we do this once?
Yeah, we did this once.
Yeah.
At least.
Let's do it again. So, okay.
Gourmet caramel. I'm telling you, man, caramel is, like, an ingredient or a paste in my head, and caramels are the single chocolate.
I don't like that. I don't like that you used caramel paste. And paste in the same sentence. Well, that gave me a fucked up visual of caramel, and I don't like it.
Well, the way I always figured it is, caramel is the individually wrapped Werther's that you find at your grandmother's house, and caramel goes on top of sundaes.
Those aren't caramels, though, because caramels are
well, Werther's soft. Are a butterscotch.
They also make
make caramel ones.
Well, they're not toffee, because toffee's like...
What, caramels?
No, they would be like Werther's. Werther's, specifically Werther's. Because Werther's makes, like, their hard candies, and then they make... I'd have to look at the package.
They only make hard candies now.
No, they still make soft ones.
No.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. Yeah, they make chewy caramels, or caramels, excuse me, and then they make soft caramels, and then they make, like, vanilla cream-filled caramels. Werther's up in the fucking sugar game.
We're just going to spend 5 minutes on Werther's. We're getting real fucking old.
They're trying to stay on top.
It's just, what's your favorite?
You know, like, everybody who ever thought of making a seltzer ever right now being like, oh, add alcohol. Got it. And after then years of being like, LaCroix tastes like TV static, they're like, we added booze. And I'm like, I'll take 2 12-packs.
Well, then 4 Loko's jumping on it, too.
Natty's making one.
Yeah, but Natty's...
And one's called the Catalina Wine Mixer.
No, the Catalina Lime Mixer.
Sorry. Lime Mixer.
I need that for reasons.
Get it right, dude. Fucking
bullshit! All I'm waiting to hear is the new hard seltzer from Guinness.
It's just extra carbonated.
It's clear. It's like the... It would be Guinness clear.
It's Guinness blonde.
No, it would be the Pepsi clear.
See,
Guinness
I was
world.
Thinking, yeah, like Pepsi clear and no...
Still all the flavor... All the heaviness, just clear. So it fucks with
and
you.
And bubblier.
And bubblier. You could actually float away. Fizzy lifting drinks.
That's next.
We fizzy found lifting it.
Drinks. Yeah, we fizzy lifting
out what
drinks.
They were.
It's just Guinness clear. Living in 3000, filming back in, what the fuck, when did that movie come out? 60-something? 70-something?
The OG?
Yeah.
I don't know. Drink bitches, I'm
gonna
Google
it. I think it was 60 or 70-something. It's old as fuck.
Yeah.
Are there any other companies really playing the caramel game? I think, like, I know there's like mom and pa, like, farms that make caramels and stuff, but
you mean like major companies?
Any company that you could name.
Also, 1971.
I was right.
And no.
I mean, if you count it, Ghirardelli has those really good, like, chocolate with the caramel filling. I love those.
Well, good. I'm talking about strictly just caramel.
No.
Then I have no idea.
Oh, Brock's.
Brock's, I forgot makes they existed.
They don't make good caramels.
No, they don't make good candy. Like, they make Bridge Mix. Bridge Mix is my favorite thing they make because it's just old people candy. That's it. It's just old people
fuck
candy.
Fuck you. You stole the fucking thunder. You swept it out from under me.
What, old people candy? You're
like, all right, old lady. Fuck, I'm going to
get some cribbage going. No, not like favorite that I want to eat it. I've never eaten it in my life. It's just the fact that it's called Bridge Mix because it's like a mix of candies for old people to eat while playing bridge.
Or jumping off of bridges.
Or you feeding ducks. You know what? Boomers can do that all they want to.
There's actually a fascinating movie I highly recommend if you're needing a real good pick-me-up for the day.
Uh-huh, sure.
It's called The Bridge. It's about the construction and the architecture of the Golden Gate Bridge. It's great. And how many people flock there a year to admire its height and beauty.
And the distance from the roadway to the water?
They'd like to observe it.
There's a lot of math.
Preferably
nerds.
Quickly.
Yeah. Well, it's coming right at them.
Well, I'm afraid I got some bad news.
Splat.
Oh, no.
Excuse me, splash.
Oh, I... Nope. Nope. Mm. Nope. What?
Nope. Nope.
Remember what day it is?
Mm.
That would be a bad joke.
Ooh, I almost just made a really bad sound joke, too. I'm not gonna do it.
No.
Not gonna do it. No. Instead, I'm gonna do this.
Well, at least that's a little bit more in good taste than what we were both just thinking.
Were we really on the same page with that?
No, probably not. Oh. I just meant we were both thinking horrible jokes.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's my way of lightening the mood, especially around super serious shit that people are really distraught about. I'm like, hey, here's this fucked up joke. Oh, that didn't work? Oh, fuck.
That was
well, now
my
I'm
only
all
plan.
Out of ideas. Yeah, I had no backup. There was no plan B.
Vince McMahon looks like a Chris Liefeld drawing.
Correct.
It's
so
unsettling.
Does John Cena. He's got tiny little feet that are misshapen and don't fit in his shoes right.
It's Sable in the ring, right?
Yeah.
So does she.
Yeah, she's also married to Brock Lesnar, who also looks like... You don't talk about Bork Laser?
Bork.
Bork.
Bork skip leg day.
Bork does skip leg day. Bork got some fucking pathetic chicken legs.
He's got chicken legs and it's gravel gross. Teeth. He's, I don't know what his gravel teeth are.
He's got golem teeth.
It's terrifying. Look at poor Sable trying to walk in heels in a wrestling ring.
How does she stand upright? I don't... What...
Oh.
What prevents that fucking weeble of a person from just, like, end over end egg?
Did he smack her ass?
Yeah.
Because I looked away.
Yeah.
Well, at least she slapped him.
I forgot this was the Attitude Era.
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah.
Get the F out.
Because it won't be shocking if she gets punished for slapping him when he smacked her ass.
Gotta get the F. It's just such a weirdo. That cannot be comfortable. She's wearing, if you're watching along, you know what I'm talking about. If you're not, she's wearing this, like...
Or if you remember, one of the biggest memorable pay-per-views of, like, ever.
Okay, yeah, we can.
You're making me mad. Keep it up.
Any fucking way. She's wearing this, like, faux leather. It's not leather. You can see from the way it looks, it's not leather.
It might even be suede, which would be even worse.
No, I don't think it's suede. I'd say, like, pleather. Ugh. Nice pleather blend.
I love
her
this
badge. Gotta be. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I love this guy on screen. Like, I think she broke my jaw.
Just constantly overselling a slap.
That happened minutes ago now. He's still like, ow!
My poor feet.
My feet. Vince is like, knock it off. Be a fucking man.
That's what we need. We need a voice clip of Vince McMahon saying something.
I could do that.
I don't know what. Good lord, he said a lot of dumb things. If only I could capture the sound of both his quads breaking as he angrily slid into the ring.
I have that one already. Yes, I win.
Yeah, 10 points.
Fuck yeah.
I don't know where you're going to put them, but 10 points.
I don't know. I got a pocket.
Cool.
I got a pocket built into my ass.
I mean, most people do.
No, I mean, like, it's actually built into my... It's... What it is it's a skin flap that didn't heal right.
Does it have a zipper?
No, that's my next plan. But it was from years and years of not letting it scab over.
So now it's just a pocket?
Kind of like when you when you know, like Muay Thai fighters will kick bamboo and fuck their legs up so that they break and they grow back stronger. It's the same thing, but with a flap of skin on my ass.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's also why I have no cush. You know?
I was gonna say no ass.
Did I got you just no cush.
Drag it all out of that pocket.
I had to, and then the one side looked weird, so I had to drag it out of the other side.
Oh, okay.
I regret my decision.
You had to get
now.
That perfect Hank Hill shape.
Yeah, I had a voluptuous booty at one point, and now there ain't no booty. But it's okay because I got a pocket, right? Security like empty your pockets. I'm like, ha ha, bitch. Joke's on you.
Meanwhile, he's got like this weird key shape bump on his ass.
Why a key?
Because that's always what they use in cartoons.
A key? Is that a thing that I'm... You take it like out of the PJs and then pull the flap down?
Yeah.
The key?
Yeah.
What cartoon did you watch where there was a key?
I don't fucking know. For all I know, it's Mandela Effect. Why you gotta grill me?
I'm just... Because I'm like, if I'm remembering it wrong, I remember a lot of butt flaps being utilized in comedy, in cartoons. Why is my... You hear that?
No. Well, now I do, yes.
That's not a button.
Your mouse is just...
It's just... I got it for $2 on Wish. So if it breaks, I'll just rebuy it. It's fine. It's been a pretty fucking solid mouse, man.
Oh, speaking of pretty fucking solid things that go multicolored and belong on a computer, you should show Shane, that was harder than it should be, the thing I found at Goodwill.
Oh, well, I can't do it now.
Okay, then tell him about it, you weirdo. Where the hell did you put it?
It's on the floor.
Is it the keyboard?
On the floor.
Huh? Is it the keyboard?
Yeah.
Yeah, you showed me that the last time I was here.
I thought so.
Okay.
It's like it's too cool not to show Shane. If only to be like, look what I have and you don't, fucker.
Well, if that's what we were going to do, I could just show you my keyboard and...
I'm perfectly happy with my
keyboard.
Oh, it's a
dick-waving contest over keyboards.
That's nice. That's a 10.
Yeah, because you got those cherry reds in there.
Yeah. Cherry. I know you've explained it to me. It's a part, isn't it?
It's the switch that the key presses down.
Clicky, clicky, clicky. What is that? So cherry is the brand?
No, that's just the type of switch.
Why is it called that?
I don't know. You'd have to talk to Ben for that, because he knows more about keyboards than I do.
What's your keyboard have? Banana greens?
Blues.
Cherry Blues.
Yeah, it's got Cherry Blues in it. Because it doesn't...
gotta be the brand name.
It doesn't have the same click to it, but it still clicks because I just type aggressively.
What I need to do is I need to actually plug it in so that way I can Google shit.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because I was going to Google that to see if that was the brand name.
But oh, now we get to see the slap in glorious slow motion.
Yay. That was a lot of noise you just made happen.
Yeah, I don't know what that was.
You bumped the mic and then the fucking thing got plugged in.
I didn't bump the mic. That was thunder.
Oh, okay.
So.
Yes, thunder.
And lightning.
Cherry blue. What are you Googling? Oh.
What did we get? Cherry blue at Amazon. So. Is this. What is Cherry MX? Cherry MX blue. I'm going to assume Cherry is the brand. MX Cherry.
Maybe.
Apparently is the brand. Oh, that's what it looks like? That's super cool. I get... Shane, I fucking get it. It's because it's a black casing, but the actual little toggle thingy is colored.
Yeah.
They have speed silvers and silent blacks. Why would you want that?
Because some people don't want to hear the... That sounds like you're typing on an old-fashioned typewriter.
But why?
Because it annoys people?
It's one of the most beautiful things about good mechanical keyboards.
Yeah, but you've heard my show when I try to Google something, and you just hear that...
Yeah, it's kind of fascinating. It feels like you're hacking something. I keep waiting for you to be like...
I'm in.
I wouldn't say that on the show for liability reasons.
I fucking would. I just did. Pause. Yeah, deal with that. How's that Guinness?
Delicious, as always.
There's three different things happening here right now.
What?
Shane's got his Guinness. Fuck, I gotta edit that out now. Sedge, we'll just put that in there. Jovi's got her truly seltzer. And I've got a Bon and Viv and a Bloody.
Yep.
Because, like, I want to be traditional and I really want to have that Bloody and, like, the beer backer. But I got to watch my girlish figure, so instead it's seltzer.
I feel like a something named a Bon and Viv is, like, the perfect thing to go with a Bloody.
Can I get a Bloody and a Bon and Viv?
Yeah. Like, it's just made for each other.
It's a good Bloody, too. Made with the award-winning Zing Zang.
I never understood trusting the fact that anything ever says award-winning anymore, because, like...
It's just a local award.
Yeah, it could be anybody's fucking award. It'd be, like, Rhinelander, Wisconsin's top bar Bloody mix, and you're like, oh, yeah, cool. Award-winning! We win! We won!
It's just the bar down the fucking road.
Yeah.
They used to... Easy Street used to do that shit when they were open.
Oh, yeah, with Zing Zang Bloody mix.
He would have a fucking, a plastic pour bottle. And he would pour the Zing Zang into the pour bottle. And then he would tell people that their Bloody Mary mix was award-winning. Not saying it's an award-winning Bloody Mary mix. He would say our Bloody mix is award-winning.
Well, technically.
But it's not. I see. Yes. And that's the wraparound. But there's no fucking... It's not. No. It's his.
I mean...
I was so mad when I found out it was bottled.
I've been to that bar. Well, had been to that bar plenty. And I gotta say, that is the perfect thing to have happen at that bar.
Oh my god,
it sounds like something players would do.
You mean players where no matter where you go, you stick to the floor?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, the one that all of our friends go to now because they have $2 tall boys and our friends are trash.
Apparently.
Oh, I'm gonna get the popcorn. Keep going. Sound off on players. I like this. let's cut a shoot promo on players right now.
I've been there twice. And every time I've been there, I just feel dirty.
Seriously.
It looks dirty from the outside.
It looks dirty. It feels dirty. The carpet is like... You know when the felt is more than dead on a pool table?
Mm-hmm.
And it's definitely had 1,000 drinks spilled on it? That's what the floor feels like.
Yeah. Where the grime is actively, like, slowing the ball down to a stop.
Yeah. Like, the floor feels like that no matter what shoes you're wearing. Like, and you can, like, feel the deep fryer grease...
On everything.
You can just feel it on your skin when you walk in.
I mean,
awful.
I've driven by there. Any place that, like, holds their door open against the building with a chain, quality.
My favorite part is when you drive by at, like, noon and somebody's stumbling, almost falling in the road, and you're like, oh my god, it's Tuesday.
I'm gonna watch somebody get hit by a car. Yes!
Score! The other worst part, it's probably somebody I know.
Yes! So many, score!
So many people we know go to that bar.
Oh, it's awful. So awful.
I mean, I love our bar. Because it, even though you don't go there very much anymore.
I miss that bar.
It's still our bar. But, I will say, they are expensive.
Bar. Well, yeah, they ain't fucking cheap.
No.
But, I mean, I kind of miss having those bartenders around that, like... You'd be shit hammered and you'd wake up the next day and check your tab and it's like $6 and you're like, huh.
No,
I had 42 drinks.
No, that legit happened to me one night. I was like, how the hell? One of them came up to me because it was my birthday and my dad was going hard buying people drinks. And the owner's son pulls me aside. And mind you, I'm blitzed at this point already. He's like, hey, man, so I knocked a couple drinks off your dad's tab because he's going real hard. It's like, thanks, buddy. I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. Or, like, we went to that bar so much that, like, when a bunch of woo girls and fucking bros would show up, they'd run out of glasses because they are a little shitty dive bar. And we just start picking up people's empties that were laying on the tables in the back that they couldn't get to and come back with, like, 40 glasses. And then they'd be like, what do you guys want? And we'd be like, Jaeger bombs.
That's Jaeger what we bombs. Jaeger bombs. Jaeger bombs.
Do you remember the fucking night
skanks.
That you and I went there, Jovi? Uh-huh. And it's like a Saturday night. We're both there in pajamas.
Oh, with the pink-haired fairy boy that we wanted to be best friends with, but yeah. Seemed too cool for us.
Wow, alright.
Oh, that was...
No, he, like, around. Literally was just pink-haired, bro. And I think at some point was drunk enough to yell, I'm a fairy. So,
oh. Well, was he though? Didn't like.
I don't know.
Man. Was it
like
magical?
Was it like a wand and wings? And nah, like,
he was hiding those. Grand, probably under his really nice button-up shirt. I don't know. They played MSI.
Was it sparkly?
Was his shirt sparkly?
Yeah,
it might have been.
His pants were.
Yeah.
Okay.
We wanted to take his pants in multiple forms of the terminology there.
His pants were sparkly, and his friend was in a club dress. That's how I'm going to describe it.
A club. Oh, like a short.
Short.
Like the halter. Print.
Like a Brazzers dress.
Yeah.
This bitch was at the wrong bar.
Get out there and get your Brazzers dress. They were all at
the wrong fucking bar.
There was just a random group of people who, like, I guess probably got banned from every club in downtown Milwaukee somehow and just ended up there. Because they were dressed for club dress code. It was very weird.
Maybe that's their shtick. Like, maybe they just like to get overly, like, slutified, and then they like to go to local bars instead of clubs. Who knows?
I don't know. We did have a fancy dress night at our shitty dive bar once, so.
Oh, that was, I mean, I just do that normally, but.
I used to do that periodically. Just show up slightly overdressed. Not even, like, overdressed, because I didn't have that jacket.
When
I got at Google, I didn't have that at the time, so it was just a button-up. So I'd just show up in a button-up, maybe with a tie. Just, you know, a little eyeliner. Put a little
I know flare. The one night you'd put in, like, one costume contact.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like doing that, too. I like going places, like, just with one contact in. I want to get a cloudy one.
Oh, those hurt, apparently.
The cloudy ones? Yeah. Well, are you talking about the just the regular size, the pupil cloudy ones, or the scleral? Scleral? I think they're called scleral.
Like the full eye?
Either that or it's scleral. Yeah, the full eye ones.
Yeah,
those fucking freak me out. That shit's got to slide, like, full on under your lid. 360 no scope. I'm not, like...
Nah.
Can you imagine trying to take that out at the end of the night and, like...
That would
back
be easy.
When smoking was allowed at bars?
Ooh. Well, all the fresh oxygen plus all the fucking smoke. Oh, Jesus. Throw some cocaine in my eyes, I might be fucking better off. No, seriously, though, does anybody have any coke they can throw in my eyes?
No.
Fuck.
Nah, you'd have to ask around town.
I was hoping to vacuum the ceiling later, so it sucks for me, I guess.
No, it doesn't.
What, because I can't vacuum the ceiling.
Well, yeah, so it doesn't suck. Not on cocaine. But it doesn't suck.
It does suck.
But a vacuum sucks.
Uh-huh. I get you, man.
Shane, it's like we haven't hung out in a while and you forgot.
It really is.
Like, fuck, she's just like this.
Bro, I live with this.
Hey, man, you agreed to marry this.
It's true.
Yep.
I asked politely and everything.
Yep.
Which I'm surprised about.
That I asked first?
No, that you asked politely. I thought it'd be very aggressive.
It was going to be. Originally, it was going to be at the Seth Rollins meet and greet.
You're gonna be like, you gonna marry me, bitch.
If it were at the Seth Rollins meet and greet, it's probably how it would have come out, because I would have been so goddamn nervous. Would have gotten there, like, the photo op.
Would you went marry to pose me, with him. Bitch.
So. Oh, yeah, Shinx. I don't know if I had told you that. Originally, it was going to be at the Seth Rollins meet and greet.
Story time.
And then... my knee got fucked up and ended up in the hospital, and I didn't have money to go anymore, and also standing in line for 4 hours to meet a single solitary person while you're stuck using a cane is, like, not the best idea for your health. So we canceled.
I mean...
But we were totally gonna, like, I had it all in my head. I was gonna propose in front of Seth, and Seth was gonna cry. And then we were gonna do the three fists in shield pose, but like with his ring on.
It would have been cool if she could have been in the middle and then Seth and I could have been on the outside both crying and like holding each other's hands and like looking at each other.
Or like,
and she's like right down the barrel of the camera.
You've got the just got proposed to like white girl pose with your hand out, like way over by your head.
Oh, and Seth's like,
just like, oh my god.
Seth, just help. We love you. I love you.
Oh, and congratulations, Seth Rollins and Becky Lynch.
Yes.
Congratulations. For ruining everyone's life by getting together and not with everyone.
Congratulations.
I'm not salty about the fictional relationship in my head.
I'm not salty about my wife and husband being wife and husband.
You're making me mad.
Oh, there's a rumor that Finn got married over the weekend, too.
Just secretly?
Yeah, well, there's been a lot of rumors he's been dating a sports announcer from Spain for, like, the last year and a half. Don't ask why I haven't mentioned it. Probably because I don't like to speculate about personal relationships if they're being private about it. But I thought I'd give you the heads up. That's a rumor.
Huh.
What is this dude? Freddie
Mercury looking motherfucker?
Yeah, okay. What's the character? The character's name. The big wrestling dude with the fucking suspenders. And he only wears the one. Streets of Rage. Talk about? You know what I'm talking about? Is that it? Streets of Rage?
The weird boxer guy that hurts you with his butt?
No, he's like the mayor. He's like the mayor. And he's
but
like,
he also
he's,
is a fighter.
Big. Yeah, he's a fighter and he's
and
big.
It was like Humpty Dumpty shape.
Fuck, I have a keyword. Hang
nothing
on.
In the rhyme says that he's an egg. Which was always very concerning. What?
Gargling vodka does not work better than whiskey.
No.
It's not great.
I don't know why you would do that.
Not a huge fan. Because I also had something to say, but I had liquid in my mouth. So that's what you do.
See, I agreed to marry that.
You did.
I asked.
Politely.
With like 15 of our friends standing around.
with me not knowing.
Yeah.
All right.
Are you ever going to live that down, or is one of us going to have to propose a second time?
That's just in my head forever. That will never stop being a thing. Okay, I don't think it's Streets of Rage. What's the other one? There's another one like Streets of Rage? Final Fight?
Nah. Streets of Rage 2.
No, because I'm looking at Streets of Rage. Fucking goddamn it. What was... Not Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite. That was the most recent one. It was just 3? Marvel vs. Capcom 3?
Yeah.
Why,
I think he's in that one, yeah.
Wait, was he a Streets of Rage character or a Street Fighter character?
No, I think he was a Streets of Rage character, but I cannot for the fucking life of me remember the dude's name. Wiki, give me the characters. See what I did there? It was like a record scratch, but it was also... Everybody's got to take 3 drinks. All 3 of us.
Big Ben?
Is it Big? No! Fuck, it's... Here we go. Hagar. From? Hagar.
Well, what's it from?
Hagar. I don't know. I can just see him.
Oh.
But yeah, he's got like a... It's almost identical. He looks almost identical to this dude.
This dude?
Hagar. Yeah, Haggar. Yes!
That's not a suspender. That's a bandolier.
Whatever.
God, yeah. Same thing. I said the fat one, and you were like, yeah. Like,
no, I said no. Fat. He's not fat. He's big. Actually, whatever. Now that Jason, I'm, throw up Hagar.
Now
thank
that
you.
I look at it again, it might be a suspender.
I was thinking that guy.
Oh, is it MODOK or whatever? Our bear.
Yeah.
The fuck?
Did you forget that the Streets of Rage characters that weren't the main ones had really dumb names?
Yo. Hot shit.
What?
I've never played Streets of Rage.
That's not good.
I haven't either, but the fourth one's coming out for Switch.
This is sweet. I'll pretend like I'm excited. Yay!
He was weirded out. Oh, that one's really loud.
That's right. I can turn it down.
It is at 100%. He was weirded out in the last Botchamania? Maybe the one before it. He used some random level music from Streets of Rage 2, and I was like, why is he using Streets of Rage 2 boss music? And he was just like, why do you instantaneously know what that is?
I assume because you played a lot of Streets of Rage.
Yeah, that's why I looked at him funny. I was like, because I played it a bunch, bro.
I mean, that's fair.
I had siblings who were, like, at the perfect age to play side-scroller beat-em-ups with.
If I heard some, like, Arrow Gage music right now, I'd be like, oh yeah, that's Arrow Gage, N64. I fucking love that game. Super underrated.
Do you know what The Rock is cooking?
A lot of jambalaya.
Damn. I should have never told you that.
You shouldn't. It's not a thing you should have done.
Yeah.
But you did. And now we're here.
You know what else? So. Did you know that cashews come from a fruit?
I did.
I did.
Good. Good. I did. I said that at the old job at some point around all the kids, and they all went, oh, come on, man. Because the song was stuck in their head, like, right away. I used to do that with, like, teenage customers, too. They'd go to get, like, anything of the ice creams with cashews, and I'd be like, did you know? In my best, did you know gaming voice. Like, that cashews come from a fruit? And every other, like, 16-year-old would just look at me and be like,
no.
So you know. And I would be like, bitch, no. I followed that guy way before you did. Do not start
my
with
mom
me.
Says you're a whore and a liar and I shouldn't believe anything you say, weird candy lady.
I should make a name tag that just says weird candy lady.
That was a weird noise.
You might need to get up and check your pants.
Oh my god, that was amazing.
Look, you're not concerned about this right now? We just got this new couch. This man is shitting on our couch, and you're not worried about this.
I was until this happened.
Oh.
What's he doing? His best.
For an explanation, the best I can. First of all, if you don't know old wrestling, the barriers were just metal gates. And they were not locked to the floor or together.
You know, like at like a fair, they would like guide you to the counter with these gates.
Yeah, like those motherfuckers. Those
little stanchions.
And this dude tried to chase somebody who had hopped it to go into the crowd. He's a bigger dude, and he like hopped it, but just landed nuts down on the metal bar, and then just kind of slid back around over it.
Do you know your skate bail terminology?
No, I never played skate.
I just mean like skating in general, or like bailing in general, fucking up.
Nah.
Like that's considered a credit card.
What?
What he did.
Explain.
Because like, a credit card would go in the slot. So like, Rax is nuts, it's a credit card. Because it goes in the slot. Or like,
you
up your ass
crack. You said bail, and I was like, that's not bailing, that's failing.
It's kind of bailing. He bailed on life. But, and then you have the lawn chair. Which is what it sounds like. You just knees to face, and then you have the scorpion, which is exactly what it sounds like. It's when your legs come back and touch your head.
Yeah.
Generally.
I'm suddenly glad I didn't keep skating.
Which starts a yard sale. That's when all your shit flies out of your pockets.
Yeah.
Or makes a fire. Sense. It might be a fire sale. It's one of the two. Yeah, that's what happens when you skate. You get credit carded.
Speaking of all that, hey, you know who did a whole lot of that? And I'm super excited to see in mere days. Darby Allin.
That's true.
My scrawny Hot Topic husband.
He's got a fight with the other scrawny Hot Topic guy, though.
Yeah, Hot Topic manager Jimmy Havoc. He's got, you know, the back top of your head bald spot, but he also has the singular flop of, like, half a mohawk on the top of his head, which is, you know, like an old school goth haircut, but it's adorable that you can tell that he's got the bald spot still. Anyway, he looks like he manages a Hot Topic, and he carries a staple gun, and he has to fight Joey Janela, who still hasn't claimed his free White Claw shirt.
No, he hasn't. If you're listening to this right now, I need you to get on Twitter. I need you to tweet at Janela Baby. That's a JanelaBaby. At Joey Janela. Tweet that motherfucker. And tag us at Discount Podcast, because we have a shirt. Joey, you're being a little bitch right now.
We're going to be at Janelapalooza.
Keep it up.
Mere days. Well, we're not going to Janelapalooza, because the tickets for that are like $85.
No, they're $40.
$40? $85 was the VIP, wasn't it?
Right, but here's the thing. I assume... Oh, I'm glad you brought this up. Shane, you were talking about plans for next weekend.
I was.
What day is Aaron's birthday?
Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday is the show.
I know.
Oh, okay. But I thought you said... Oh, no. You were talking previous night.
I was talking... I go out with him on Friday here. Oh. And crash here.
Oh.
It is I.
It is you who misinformation to everywhere.
True. Yeah, very true. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't mind getting up hungover and going to a wrestling show.
Just get more drunk. I can't get that drunk. I fucking assume I'll be driving.
Steve will probably drive with his parents' vehicle. I'll hit him up and ask, though.
I mean, if he wants to drive. Well, see, then he's going to get tankered, though, and try to drive back.
Nah.
We just won't let him.
Yeah. You would, can't really get out of an aisle if nobody will let you.
How funny would it be? It's going to be less funny because he'll hear this, but how funny would it be if, like...
Hey, everybody, I'm Steve.
And I'm Izzy.
And this is Everything I Learned from Movies. And tonight...
Tonight!
Like every night, we bring you questionable movies and pass the lessons that we've learned on to you, as well as we go over some great beer and funny third thing.
Yes, we're excellent beer reviewers, and as BJCP certified beer judges, we sort of know what we're talking about in regards to that. The movies?
So if you want to hear us talk about odd movies and Izzy talking about BJing,
woo!
Listen to us at eilfm.podbean.com. That's Everything I Learned from Movies.podbean.com.
Hey, honey, are you ready to pop that top? Woo! My top!
Hey, everybody. I really do hope you love the show. Did you know that you can actually get paid just for listening to the podcast? I know it sounds crazy, but it's true. We've discovered this new free app called Podcoin, and it literally pays you to listen to your podcast. Here's how it works. Listen to podcasts and you earn Podcoin passively. Then you turn that Podcoin into gift cards at places like Amazon or Starbucks. Or if you're a good person, got some charitable blood in you, you can even donate that Podcoin to charity. The more you listen, the more you earn. So here's what to do. Download the app right now on iPhone or Android, and I have a special code for you. Just use code DISCOUNTPOD when you sign up, and you'll get 300 Podcoins right there, right then, for free. And if you listen to us enough on there, you can get a cappuccino at Starbucks or an Amazon gift card on us. So go ahead and listen to this podcast or virtually any other podcast on Podcoin and sign up with the code DISCOUNTPOD.
Hey everybody, this is Sedge.
And this is King Kegel, aka Lightsaber Ninja.
And we're two of the three hosts of Gaming Casual, a gaming podcast where three idiots discuss games and the gaming industry casually. Sometimes we get along, sometimes we disagree, and sometimes we go on 45-minute rants about consoles that haven't released yet.
Hey, I'm innocent here.
Bullshit. Check us out on Podbean, Google Play, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes release every Thursday.
And not for nothing, but every single person that listens to our podcast happens to be a genius and attractive.
I'm Harrison.
I'm Jordan.
Well, I'm Harrison.
I'm fucking Jordan.
All right!
And we're the Grief Rio podcast. Let us be your unnatural Sherpa guides on this existential plane of mountainous game and movie exploration.
And don't forget about that spookiness that lives within us all, but mainly in you, you spooky bitch. I'm offended. We've been voted the best podcast to listen to by many.
By many? That means a few. That's more than one.
This ought to be very. We'll see you on the next episode of Grief
Burrito.
Yeah!
Hey guys, it's Kyle.
And Nick.
Do you like movies?
How about TV shows?
Pop culture?
Then check out Damn Fancy Dinosaurs.
For all your movies, TV shows, and pop culture needs,
you can find us on Podbean. Just search for Damn Fancy Dinosaurs. We're also available on Spotify and wherever you can get good podcasts.
Check it out now. Remember guys, stay fancy and enjoy the rest of the show.
Coming in hot and we're back. Yeah, I'm Tone Loc. Janelle Palooza
sounds like a good time, I'm saying.
Funky Cole Medina.
Yeah. I'm really sad that like we don't have money for StarCast. Because I technically have money for StarCast. Shane, you want to go meet Orange Cassidy and then drive back and then hang out with Aaron?
I mean, you know I do, but I also don't, because that's gas money.
Yeah, but...
Man.
Freshly squeezed.
I just want to touch the back of my hand and the back of his hand lazily but wholeheartedly. That's all. Maybe give him a fresh squeezed OJ or a ham
fresh
sandwich.
Handy. Just a dry handy. Bring it.
No. What if he kept it kayfabe during sex with a fangirl?
Oh, he just lays there like a dead fish. hands in her pockets. She's still got her jeans on. He's like, nah. Too much work.
She tries to move his hands to, like, make him do anything, and he just slides them back into the pockets.
Joey Ryan's in the corner.
Touch my dick.
Yeah, just the whole time. Touch it, please. It's magical. Please, touch it.
She goes to touch it, like trying to initiate a threesome. She gets flung across the room by his dick.
Straight through the fucking wall.
Orange Cassidy grabs a ham sandwich and crawls out of the room.
The Kool-Aid man comes out of the corner. He's like, oh yeah! J-Tro comes out of the other corner and he's like, that's a good sandwich. Because it's ham, so it all ties. It's flashback. Diddly-doo, diddly-doo, diddly-doo,
diddly-doo. I'm still going to say it. I've never seen the FP.
Yeah, we haven't dragged him into that yet.
Oh, man.
Shane, how late you got?
Weef. That's... Fuck. How long you known this bitch?
Long enough.
Look, okay, I'm mad that you've never seen it. I'm disappointed in you.
Me and Shane almost have never watched movies. It's like playing video games, going out, or planning to watch something, and then sitting there and talking for 3 hours, and then being like, I don't remember a damn thing we just watched.
That's the great thing about visual media. Unless we get like
8 other people together to watch the movie.
It's much like we're doing right now. That's the great thing about visual media, is you can just have it on.
Yeah, but the FP, you need sound to pay attention.
You don't need to pay attention. You don't need to pay attention to fucking Inception. It just helps. You need to pay attention. No. Oh, oof. Ooh. That's a big old boof.
That sounded like it smelled.
Yeah, sounded like it had friends.
It tastes like...
Little Caesars leftovers?
All separately, but at once. Little Caesars, vodka, Bloody Mary mix, and grapefruit hard seltzer. That's the one that really kicks it in the ass, is the grapefruit hard seltzer.
That just sounds like sadness.
It really does.
I wasn't happy. Did that tell you anything?
White trash Christmas is what that sounds like.
Ooh. It's a good movie.
White Trash Christmas?
No, Christmas Vacation. It's a good movie.
I have a glass that has it on it right now.
Which one do you have?
I have two of them over here, actually.
Is one of them the Christmas is Murder?
Holidays are Murder, but yes. Yeah. The other one's the Joy to the Squirrel.
Ah, that's good stuff. Man, you went for that bottle with such authority. You're lucky we're almost done. I'd have to take that from you.
Been watching the time this time, my dude.
Right. She's got a. We've started this new thing now, Shane. Where when we record, she'll take like our one or two shots before we start, and then she hands me the bottle, and I keep it by me.
And somehow I end up with it again.
Because she'll reach for
Shane's
it.
Shane's seen how I end up with alcohol.
She'll reach for it, but like I'll ignore. Like I'll pretend like I didn't see it. Like I'm like, oh, it's over here. Oh man, look at the rock doing stuff. And she's got her hand out, and I'm just like, no. Not yet. I'll give it to you eventually.
Hey, there's a D's Nut sign in there.
Oh, God.
Yeah, because it was 98. That's when D's Nuts start. Sorry for anybody that's, like, you know, younger than us.
And thinks it's brand new.
Yeah, thinks it's just coming around for the first time. Sorry, D's Nuts has been a thing for a long time. But our version was, what, yo, you like CDs? CDs what? CDs Nuts.
And then you karate chop.
And then you
get and then you DX chop. That shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, suck it. Oh, here comes Al. He's so mad. He's so mad.
Have you seen Al Snow lately?
You see that dude telegraph? I'm just going to stand here. It's like me on Call of Duty. Fucking you weren't.
I'm going to be the distraction.
Shane and I were playing the new alpha mode, or the 2v2 mode, and, I'm, like, super cool with taking the L to be the distraction for the team. I'm like, I'll draw them out, and you just pop, pop, just clean up after me. And there's been a couple times, like, there's a dude up top on one of the things, and I climbed over the railing to get to that level. And legit, Joey, like, the second I crested the plank, I was staring face to face with him. And he's just like, shotgun.
It's like,
way to go.
Congratulations, you've instigated your own death.
Yep. Just literally walked into it.
Anyway, you want to see what Al Snow looks like now?
I don't know, do I?
You want to be slightly frightened?
You mean from the last time we saw him?
Has he married the Winter head?
Blizzard Brawl?
No, he got, well, yeah, and also, no, he got married last year because the dude who runs the local GLCW, he was the best man.
Ah.
So. That's how I know that. So anyway.
He been doing his DDP yoga? Alright, well that's a...
Holy shit!
That was not the man that I had my picture taken with.
No, not at all.
He's wearing a Hardee's shirt.
He is.
What did you type in? For anybody that wants to see the photo we're looking at.
I came across it in Reddit under r squared circle, but if you go to Reddit and you just search L Snow.
How about this?
Not shockingly, it's like the first picture that comes up.
I have a way better idea. We have a Facebook group. Why don't you just save it, post it in the Facebook group? Zero context. Just post it.
At least one person will be like, wait, is that?
Just post it with the caption, what does everybody want?
No, somebody. It's too much.
What do you mean it's too much?
It's too much of a hint.
What do you mean it's too much?
I'm kidding. I'll do it.
Jeez. Like, damn. Man, bro. I fight you.
Wrong with you? Ooh,
what? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Target!
For literally no reason.
It's always for literally no reason.
Yeah.
It's because I run this shit, Shane. I run this shit. This is my ship. I run it.
I know.
I'm waiting for, honestly, and it, congratulations, we'll say your name again. Honestly, I'm thinking Renata's going to be, what the fuck? Renata's going to be the first one that realizes who that is.
Maybe. No, you don't think Dan will?
No.
Not a wrestling fan? I thought he's brought shit up before.
Old school, so maybe.
I mean, it depends
on how old school Renata will going. Because I think she's dating at least one person who's into wrestling right now.
I was really hoping you'd be like, she's dating Head. And I'd be like, what? Good for Head. It's so cool. Out on the market. Look at those two.
Good old Head.
My motto.
Good old Head.
That's my name back in high school. Good old Head.
That's what they called me in college.
That was the name of my band back in college. You know, your dad was in a jam band once. I recall Good Old Head. We covered the Doors.
That does sound like the name of a really shitty high school punk band.
That covers the Doors?
Yeah.
Yeah. I won't even argue that. It has nothing to do with the Doors. It just somehow makes sense. Much like the Doors. They make sense, but not when you think too hard.
Doors? I will say their music is very chill. Yeah, Doors.
Their music is super chill.
Most of them make a lot of sense. You turn the knob and it either goes in or out. There's a lock. It's for protection against marauders. See?
Shame.
And vandals?
And vandals.
And meanwhile, vagabonds. Ours pretty much says that we have expensive shit inside because there's just a fucking Fallout poster taken from GameStop on our door that says welcome home.
How does that broadcast that we have expensive shit?
At the very least, we have a PS4.
That doesn't actually really know. I mean, at the very least, I'd be like, wow, these people really like to dig in the trash for shit GameStop throws out. Because we all know GameStop don't give shit away.
Is he accusing Head of cheating?
Probably. I mean, she's asking for it.
I love how they put Head and Shoulders on the head to make it so she could be pinned.
Does Head have a gender? Did he ever actually refer to Head as a gender?
No.
No?
No. They pinned Head because Head and Shoulders. You know, I'm not even mad.
He did this gimmick so well.
He was like the only dude that could do this.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie, like... The first time I realized, yeah, with Head and Shoulders, the bottle of shampoo. Now you're getting context.
Oh.
There's kayfabe.
That's fucking beautiful.
And to give you guys a better idea, if you don't know who or what Head is, it's a hair school mannequin that has "Help Me" written backwards on its forehead. He carried it around, and he named it Head, and there was a whole character around that.
And it was in a song. The song would be like, what does everybody want? And everybody would go, Head!
Get
what
it?
What does everybody need? And go, Head!
Because, you know, Head. The 90s. And Head and suck it, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, he was in a tag match with Head. Tagging against two, you know, human beings.
Real people.
And
sorry. That was very rude. I'm sorry, Head. We're everywhere.
You are a real people. They pinned Ted by pinning the mannequin head with a bottle of Head and Shoulders.
Because your shoulders have to touch the mat in order to... Well, that's technically the rule, but, you know, WWE seems to have forgotten that lately. Your shoulders have to be down.
Semantics, they also forgot that, like, there was no rematch clause and that nobody likes anyone that they're pushing right now. And that nobody likes Shane McMahon and...
Or Bork.
The best in the world!
Meanwhile, X-Pac's been on the screen for a solid minute and a half, so you want to talk a heat thing.
Oh, hey, look, it's China.
That bitch could kill you.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was alive.
At some point, yes, up until a couple years ago.
That human was alive. Look at it. Look at her go. On film. Walking.
Yeah.
She's just walking.
Which, as I think I've mentioned before, I had a chance to meet her, like, 3 months before she died. And it's, like, the third time that I've done that with a celebrity. I was like, oh, Luke Perry's at the Comic-Con again. Eh, maybe next time. And he died, like, right after the con. And I was like, what? That's fine.
Remind me to fucking, set a date with,
Yes.
Fuck, why am I blanking?
Dick Valentine.
No, not Dick Valentine. I mean, yes, him too. Oh my god, why am I blanking?
Give us a hint.
Trauma.
Lloyd.
Lloyd, Uncle Lloyd. Fuck.
You forgot Uncle Lloyd.
Remind me to email his agent back and fucking set a time for an interview with him.
Okay, but we gotta watch at least 10 Trauma movies between then and now.
Because, like, Lloyd's old.
Oh, don't remind me. Lloyd cannot die. How?
I get worried because, like, we're in, you know, talks for an interview of sorts. So, like, I'm worried, you know, that I'm going to procrastinate too much. And then he's going to die.
Well.
And I don't want that.
Quit procrastinating. Just fucking do it then.
Yeah,
I just haven't set a date yet. Like,
hey, Shane, you want to have a Trauma movie party?
Sure.
I mean, cool.
Well, they're all free to stream on YouTube, aren't they?
I think their channel has a couple hundred, that you can stream.
Okay, a couple hundred of the, like, 468 or whatever it is pretty good.
Yeah, if you're listening right now and you're like, what fucking company has, like, 400-something movies, it's not, like, was Trauma? Yeah, just look it up. If you've ever heard of the Toxic Avenger, it's their IP.
Here's something you definitely also have heard of. All the controversy around James Gunn's old tweets. He was helping write and produce with Trauma at the time. So, not that they were appropriate tweets, but you have to understand the culture at the time.
They were appropriate.
We were the edgelords of old.
Culturally and chronologically, together.
Yeah.
They were appropriate in some aspect.
Yeah.
While being completely inappropriate.
Oh, yeah.
But that doesn't matter in modern society. You said something hurts people's feelings.
10 years ago. Yeah. I said one thing 10 years ago somebody got hurt about.
I laughed literally the day of 9/11 about it. So, like, look, dude.
To be fair, I was celebrating my birthday.
This is true.
Hey, man, some people's birthday is that day.
Yeah, mine.
Yeah, his.
Oh, yours is?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I'm so bad at remembering people's birthdays.
It's okay. It's like the only reason I was going to say it's the only reason I remember his birthday. And only remember yours because I had to make Facebook events for it and was like, well, I only managed one surprise party.
Well, yeah, but mine's like his. It's easy numerically. 5'10".
To Yuma?
Yeah. See? There you go. Just think of my birthday as like a movie. It's like my sister's. 2/3. It's easy. And my dad's, I remember because it's 9/1. So close. Could have been. And every year I call him to say happy birthday. I question whether or not he's going to pick up the phone and I'm going to go, happy birthday, fuckface. And he's going to be like, what?
That was last week.
That's in a week, dude. What are you doing? Fuck, I only remember my mom's because it's on Christmas.
Yeah. I'm terrible with birthdays.
Yeah, I don't.
Facebook is a godsend for that.
It really
is.
I mean,
for real.
It really is.
And at this point, because it's so disingenuous most of the time to actually, like, leave just a happy birthday comment on somebody's Facebook, that I don't do it unless it's somebody I'm, like, pretty actively talking to or have known a long time or have some history with. Like, if I've never celebrated your birthday with you and I know you in real life, I'm not going to say happy birthday to you on Facebook.
I always do, just because, like, if anything, like, all the people that, like, I have in my friends list that I don't interact with.
Oh, shit. Jesus Christ, did you break it again?
No.
It wanted to give you a hug.
It's okay. It's okay.
It's not the first time it's done this.
And I don't know if I'm just trying to do it quietly. There we go. So it doesn't make a whole lot of noise. I'm sorry for that. I'll try to clean that up the best I can. Jesus Christ. The people that I don't interact with all the time, like, if they can take the time to at least be like, yo, I acknowledge you exist, then I'm like, cool, that's like 5 seconds, man, thanks. I appreciate that. Those add up at the end of the day.
The one thing I hate, though, is, like, if a bunch of people comment on my wall on Facebook, and I'm on Facebook way more than I should be.
Same.
Most people are.
Yeah. But I feel bad, because it's like, I don't want to go through all these comments and like everything and comment. It's like, it's much easier for me to just go, hey, everybody, thank you.
Which is what most people do, which is, like I said, like, Facebook's so disingenuous, and at some point, at some age, I stopped caring about birthdays unless we were making, like, active plans.
I care about it in as much as, like, sometimes I get things, and it's my day to be like, I can do whatever I want. It's my birthday!
Oh, I definitely do that. It's my birthday. Or I'll drag people to do things. Like, I'll be like, it's my birthday, and therefore we're all going to the House on the Rock.
And I'm not one of these assholes that's like, it's my birthday week. No, fuck you. No. You don't get that. You don't get a whole week. You get a day. You get one.
I've definitely done a birthday thing that's not on my birthday. Like, if it's, like, within most of October and the first, like, couple weeks in November, if there's, like, an event in that time.
Right, but
that's
you trade
the thing
off.
I'm doing for my birthday, but on my birthday, I'm not doing anything.
But you're trading off for that.
Oh, yeah.
You're, like, on your birthday, you're keeping it low-key. Like, you ain't doing shit.
Yeah.
You're just hanging out playing fucking, like, Overwatch or some shit at the house. So, like, that's fine. You trade it off, and you're like, oh, on this day, everybody playing for
it. I'm doing the birthday thing.
This is for my birthday. We're doing this. But, yeah, I don't. Birthday week, people piss me off. You get one day. And the second that clock strikes midnight, guess what? Ooh, child.
My favorite is
shit's
when
just
we
not
would
going your way anymore. No. It's not about you.
No?
No.
Nine.
Suck it, y'all.
Yeah.
Y'all?
Yeah.
When you wanna you don't speak the language. You get it? It's funny. It's a joke?
Yeah, I know.
Do you?
No.
Fucking do you?
He's being a white girl again.
Come on, bitch.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah. You a bitch.
That didn't end well for you last time we did that.
No. No, it did not. I am purposely not looking that way, but what the fuck, Owen? Yeah, you deserve to die.
I mean, Shane did. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to throw it on the challenge. I'm not doing it.
Do you want to see this man sell a Bronco Buster?
What? But he wasn't even.
Nah.
His giblets weren't even anywhere near the man's cutting
Owen
board.
Owen just sunk down, like, and played dead. Owen, your brother was better off without you. I'm just going to write a dumb clickbait article that's like, why Owen Hart deserved to die, a bullet point diagram.
Hey, why did Jovi go to jail? Oh, the Hart family sued her.
They what?
Jesus!
They tried to sue, I'd just be like, no, you don't understand. In the URL, no, I would just make sure at some point in the URL it would say satire, and then I'd be like, Alright.
Parody.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Stop plugging in.
I'm not plugging in shit. This is just notifications.
No. My computer does that too, though. When I'm streaming, it'll just suddenly make the noise like I just unplugged and plugged something back in.
No, see, the problem is Markiplier was playing Apex Legends, and I was like, oh, that looks really fun. So I'm going to go download that and try it, because he said free to play. The problem is that I downloaded a file from a website that looked super fucking legit.
Oh, you didn't.
I did.
Honey.
So now it's just ads. Like, every 20, 30 minutes or so, I'll just get an ad for a game I'm already playing, and I'm like, okay. And that's about the extent of it, and I can't find the fucking file to get rid of it.
Wait, were you trying to download Apex when you did that?
Yeah.
Why didn't you just download Origin?
Because I didn't fucking know it was part of its own thing, its own client. I didn't know that. I typed in Apex Legends, and the site that I went to was like apexlegends.com or some shit. I'm like, okay, cool. Look fine, Shane. Okay, we're not all super smart like you, okay? Fucking... Right? Doogie?
Right?
Look, sometimes we fuck up,
okay? I wouldn't think it takes super smart to miss that, but okay.
Fuck you! You didn't see the website! I will end you! No, I see what she's doing.
Did the button say download?
Hey, at least you didn't try to download more RAM.
This bitch salty as the ocean right now.
This has been a PSA. Be careful what you click on. It might be porn.
Or buy it hourly ads.
Malware. Or adware.
You know what I think is the funniest part about this whole situation? Is that if anybody could tell me where to go to get the file off, it would be you. But you're an asshole, so you didn't say that. What you said was...
Well, of course I'm going to say that. Because like, we're friends.
You weren't like, and we're recording. Bro,
why would
he
just tell you right now? It's way more fun to make fun of you and like, then fix
bro,
it later.
Bro, I got you. I can just help you get that off your computer. It's fine. It's probably just some bullshit fucking patch file. It's cool. Nah. You know what? Don't go listen to his podcast because he's an asshole. Or one whole asshole.
To be fair, all three of us are assholes on the podcast. That's fair.
And go listen.
Any other time.
Goddamn, Paul Bearer was fat. Holy shit. No wonder he's dead.
Took him a long time to be dead for how fat he was.
Ay, holy fuck. And on that note...
This man got winded walking up two stairs.
It's true.
It's a big mood. Thank you guys for listening. I appreciate it. And Shane, here you go. Let me hit you with a little hot ones. And now there's nothing left to do but roll out the red carpet for you, my friend. That microphone, preferably the one your face is in front of. Tell the people what you got going on.
You can find Parody. Us on Spotify. Gaming Casual is the name of the show. We release a new episode every Thursday, and me personally, you can find me at twitch.tv/LordSedge, and you can find the podcast on Twitter at GamingCasualPod.
That's a Sedge with an S-E-D-G.
Yes.
I'm going to try to throw some funny pun, and I've already got one, which I'll tell you when we're off the air, for the title for this episode, so you should be able to figure out how to fucking spell it based on the title. If you don't, then you might be a moron. And unsubscribe. Also, shout out to J-Tro, listener of the show, friend of the show, sponsor of
Duck
nothing.
Duck Savior.
That is very true.
Oh, also.
Why can't I find it? Jesus Christ, here.
In case we were going to forget. hey, Steve.
This man's face is collapsing in on itself.
Steve's? I know, it's hideous, right? I'm going to do it like, what's his name? The guy that plays, is it David Caruso? Dude that plays Horatio on fucking CSI Miami. Alright, one
dude,
more.
Dude, we don't CSI.
One more. You don't CSI. Speak for your goddamn self.
Shane, do you CSI?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Fuck yeah, CSI is the shit.
No, I used to love CSI Miami, and I'm pretty sure it is David Caruso.
I don't do Miami. I like OG CSI. Good old Vegas. Yeah, it's David Caruso. I'm going to do it like he did in that one movie where he did a thing. I'm going to go to his IMDb and see if I can find it. He had a line.
How long does this take to get you to get to this line?
It's fine. It's okay. It's not worth it, but I'm doing
it
anyway.
No, it's not.
You remember the part where I run the ship? Who runs the ship? Who runs the ship?
The equipment.
Who runs the equipment?
Ain't you.
It is me. I'm the captain. That's me.
Look at me. I'm the captain now.
I'm the captain.
Yeah. Welcome to my ship.
Leaving the port. Ooh, ooh, that's the horn. It's very nice.
Welcome to David my Caruso U-boat.
In this movie he did once, right? It's he was on a stairwell and he looked at a man and he said, "Hey man, fuck you."
Cool.
Worth it.
Proud of you.
Are you really? You're proud of me?
The avocado!
Thanks!
It's very cool. Thank you guys for listening. Hopefully you enjoyed it. If not, well, maybe just find another show to listen to, I guess.
Find another episode before you find another show. Jesus.
Yeah, give us like 13 or 14 more tries and then see if you still feel the same way. And if you do, then fine, bye. But give us a bunch of tries and then go to the Patreon and go do all the stuff that you're about to hear and listen to the music.
You got a whole clip for this.
It's Brain Eating Amoeba. That's what we're playing. We're doing it. I don't know why. I keep doing it. I feel like I'm getting shit done by doing this with my hands, so I'm going to try to end the episode on one of these. That's my click. So can somebody? No, nobody can. Nobody can.
You click. Clickety click click.
Swing the arm.
Click click.
All right, it's that time of the show. We're going to throw out some thank yous to our Patreons that back us at our bonus nachos level. That's Mr. Shane, Mr. Travis, and Mr. Charlie. Thanks for your patronage, guys. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Discount Podcast. If you like the show, tell a friend about us, and be sure to rate and review us on whatever platform you're listening on. It's the best way to help the show get found. Also, be sure to like us on Facebook and join the discussion group at facebook.com/groups/discountpodcast. You can also find us on Twitter at Discount Podcast, and I, personally, am at Grease Whistle. If you want to support the show even further, we have merch at discountpodcast.com, or you can go to patreon.com/discountpodcast, where for just a few bucks a month, you can get extra bonus content, movie commentaries, and ad-free versions of the episodes. Good night, NPCs. Thank you so very much.